Mr. Candle, Universal Language. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle, sitting here on your bedside table, glowing with all the brightness and the joy from my heart. My candle sparkles on bedsides of children all over the world. Wherever I go, and I go everywhere, I am everywhere, in every home, rich or poor, wealthy, healthy, sad, bad, every home in the universe, I'm there. And you know, it seems like a lot of young people are doing the same thing now. Did you know that? Did you know that the cell phone is ubiquitous? It is everywhere present. When you look at the television, you look at the children in other lands. I've been in Africa, and as I walk down the streets of Nigeria and Ghana, the children all have a cell phone in their hand and are talking to somebody. I think to myself, what a wealthy country that must be. And when I was in London, as I was walking down the street in London and I was looking at all of the areas and I'd go by the school grounds and there the children all had cell phones and were communicating with their friends and talking to them. And the teachers had cell phones on their desks too, and interestingly enough. And during their pause they would be speaking to someone. The world is a world of communication, and it's a world of universal language. And I say universal language because it is something that has just cropped up because of the cell phone industry. It's really quite amazing. The emails and the instant messaging has come electronic problems with emotions. E-M-O-T-I-C-O-N-S, sequences of characters that form an emotional graph, such as a sideways smiley face. And businesses use the symbols to carry on the clarity of their message and use it in unbelievably incomprehensible ways. But what delights me are the children. I have an associate, and her niece and she slept in the same room in Lugano, Switzerland. And it was the middle of the night, and the phone rang in a quiet ring and sort of a jiggle because it vibrated. And the girl picked it up in the dark, and she pressed the button, and of course there was light. And her friend had sent her an email message, and it said something like, how are you doing tonight? I just didn't fall asleep right away and wanted to say hi. And so, with her thumb, she clicked back a message and using some key words, said two or three paragraphs in maybe five or six words. Amazing what they have created. It's like a new language. It's like a new universal language that is now being adopted not only by the children, but by the adults too. Because the adults have seen how simply and perfectly the children had communicated with one another and how wonderful it was. Now, it doesn't make any difference to a youngster if it's on their parents' bill and they dial friends in America from London, or they dial friends from America in Alaska, or they dial friends who may be in South America or down in Africa or over in China or Japan. Distance makes no difference. If they know the person and if they have their phone number and if they enjoy talking to them, they just go click, 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 and there they are, right in their backyard. And many of the new phones even have little screens on which you can see a picture of whoever you're speaking to, and they can see the picture of you, and it's flashed back and forth in an instant as you're talking together. What communication? We saw the film Bleep. And the girl who is the lead character of Bleep could not hear, and because of that she could not speak too well, and so she had a vibrating telephone. And when the phone would vibrate, she'd take it out of her pocket, she'd open it up, and there was the person who she was calling and speaking to. Now he spoke to her in words, but she didn't hear them. But she read his lips. And he was saying, "Where are you? You know, I'm waiting at the office with a lot of people who need to be photographed by you," and so forth. And she understood exactly what he said. And she says, "I will be there in just a little while." And he could hear her voice, and he could also read her lips, because he had learned to do that as a beneficial use of working with this person who could not hear. Now, this is a wonderful thing. Now, there it is, a deaf person using a cell phone. How grand, how magnificent. Now, what about a blind person? Can a blind person use a cell phone? Oh, certainly. They learn where the buttons are, and they click them on, and they perhaps set up a little buzzer that tells them if they have the right phone number that they want to call. And there's all sorts of ways that it can be used. The universal language being spawned, built, created, developed through the cellular phone is just absolutely marvelous. And no matter where I go and see the boys and girls using their cell phone, I think to myself, yes, 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 we live in an abundant universe. And why is it that I see all of them with cell phones? Because I have a cell phone. I have several cell phones, and we use them wherever we go and whatever we do. We're always available to people who ever want to call us with our cell phone. Sometimes here on the mountain, the satellites do not reach us with the cell communication, and so therefore landlines are necessary. But when we're in town and when we're scooting around the world, cell phones stand out pretty well, and it works very beautifully. And this is what the little children are doing. The little children are in the airport, as I see them, with their parents. And each child has his own cell phone, so the parent can always get a hold of them, or so the kids can get a hold of each other. And here they are in Chicago, and they flew up from Dallas, and their phones are connected through lines in Dallas. And in a few moments, they'll be in New York, and they'll be still communicating with their friends back in Dallas, or with each other. And then the next stop will be London, and then after being in London for a while and seeing the castle and other wonderful places, then they'll pop over to Zurich, Switzerland, and then the next thing over to Hong Kong. And the world is just a tiny little place. You just take a nap, and next thing you know, you're at your next destination. And the children use this universal language wherever they are. They can talk to each other, they can smile at each other, and they are understood. It's a rather remarkable thing. But you know, that's what happens when you let go and you let this magic inside of yourself say, "I know." Children learn these things so easily and so quickly and so fast because it's a fun thing to do. And this is something that's very fun to do. And it's something that perhaps, and I wouldn't be at all surprised, that each one of you have a cell phone too. You know, as I sit here on your bedside table, next to my candle, there are four cell phones lying there. Now, I see one of them all decorated up with colorful design, the other just plain and simple black, and another with blue and red stripes on it. And I think to myself, I wonder which child it belongs to. And I look around the room at the three of you, and I see, I know which one the bright, cheery one is. That's that sparkly little 8-year-old girl over there. And which one has the red stripes on it? That's that 10-year-old master. And which one has the other color? Now, that's the nerd. He doesn't care anything about anything except the fun and the magic of working on things and finding out the universal language and expanding it and extending it and having fun with it. Oh, boy, it's fun being Mr. Candle, I assure you, because wherever I go, I see children all using the universal language and talking and sharing and loving and seeing each other beautiful, saying beautiful things to each other, sharing beautiful ideas together, and being beautiful in every possible way. And that's the way you are, too. Oh, here comes Mr. Sandman with his pixie dust, and he's going to drop it in your eyes, so slide under the covers now. Get ready for a good night's sleep, because you'll have dreams of magic and wonder as the dust of Mr. Pixie and Mr. Sandman pops all over you. So, Until next week, I'll see you again, and have a lovely, lovely evening, and dream beautiful dreams. And know that this is Mr. Candle, and I love you. I love you. I love you.